Go ahead.
Hey, Mac, how are you?
Oh, you know, another day in paradise.
Well, I gotta say, I like your name. My dad goes by Mac, too. And if it hadn't been taken, I would have, too. But it's good to meet you. So, Hans sent you over. We've been looking around the area this morning for somebody to fill a position we had open on Google. Thought you sounded like a good match. So what I can do, I'll walk you through how everything works. If you've got any questions, I can answer those for you, get you accurate pricing. And then if the plan works for you and the plan works for us, we can move forward and get you set up on that listing. Fair enough.
Yep, that sounds good. Let's at least hear this.
So, do you have any questions so far, Mac?
Well, I'm somewhat familiar with what you're doing and what would end up happening. My issue is regional outreach. I don't want people in L.A. to be calling me and saying, "Hey, I need a small bench." Not going to work.
Yeah. Right.
So it's
okay.
Got to be California, Auburn, Grass Valley is kind of my niche. I live in Colfax, so I can get to both of those fairly easily. I don't mind going down into the Valley, Roseville, Rockland. You know, I don't really want to go into Sacramento, but I suppose if it seems like it's worth it, I don't know. That's more of a drive with gas prices the way they are and travel being so challenging.
Yeah.
You know, my plans are already so in order to accommodate more people, I'd have to raise my pricing, and then I become priced the market kind of thing. So I have to be real careful of that. Plus,
okay. Well, that gives me a great idea. Thank you, Mac. I appreciate that. So, are you on Facebook, Mac?
No, not a chance.
Okay, all right. Not even a personal page?
No, I have Instagram. I'm an Instagram account. And a website.
Okay.
That's about as far as I go. I'm very outspoken, and people don't want to hear my opinion on some things. So I keep my Facebook profile non-existent. I may have a page lingering out there, but I haven't been on it or checked it in eons. I used to have a cabinet shop, and the lady goes back then, you know, demanded I have a Facebook presence, and so. About 10 years ago, it wasn't crazy as it is now. I'm not a fan, but back then I had a presence. It didn't really do me any good. Our business flourished without it. That's kind of the story.
Okay. And help me out. How far, so you mentioned Grass Valley, Auburn, Roseville, Rockland. Give me an idea geographically, how many miles out would the farthest one of those be from Colfax?
From Colfax, if we go 50 miles in any direction, you know, I'm okay with that. That's 3-4 gallons of gas, and 3-4 on the way back. I mean, I drive a big pickup, a diesel, so you know it's not getting the best mileage in the world, and the stuff I have is typically heavy,
sure,
and get cumbersome, so I need that kind of a vehicle to deliver it. I have a motorcycle, but that I only use for whether if I have to go on site to take a measurement or my weekend fun time.
What? You can't strap a table onto the back of your bike? You must not be trying hard enough, Mac.
Yeah. I did bowling ball once.
Oh, my gosh. But I envy you your motorcycle. My husband and I used to ride years ago. We haven't had a motorcycle in years, and we keep talking about it. So I envy you very much.
No worries.
So the Google local programming that'll put you on the first page, what we do is we'll close out your category. You're listed right now as handyman. So that's what I'm looking at. So we would close out the handyman category for a 50-mile radius around you. Now, that 50-mile radius means we won't be working with any of your competitors ever as long as you're a client of ours. within that 50-mile radius. However, you need to know this for your own purposes. The Google Local programming reaches about a 10-mile radius out from Colfax, and nobody can make it reach farther. It's just not possible. It's how the algorithm works. So that local programming is going to catch that 10-mile radius around you. To reach beyond that, we would need to turn to something like Facebook ads or Google ads to reach out that far. Now, Facebook
Hold on. Before you go any farther, I am not a handyman anymore. I have retired from handyman.
Okay,
so I make memorial benches, tables, and I sell petrified wood, and that is it.
Okay. Is it still under the same name, Handy Mac?
Yeah, it's Handy Mac.
I got you.
I'm almost 70 years old now, and I being on a ladder and on my knees is just not helping for me anymore.
I hear you. I don't climb on roofs anymore because my balance isn't great. I know where I'd land, and it wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah, there you go. So you have to maybe recalculate, what category I would be in. Basically, memorial benches. Live edge tables and benches is maybe the category that you would put in. I don't even think there's anyone else doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know we don't. I know we don't have anyone that fits under that. So, yeah, definitely. We can definitely use those as keywords, and that's what we key in on so that people aren't pulling you up for handyman services. They're only pulling you up for the items that you want to do. So let's... excuse me, one second, if you would, Matt. I took a sip of my iced tea and it went down the wrong way. My new signature move. Goodness, and I didn't want to cough in your ear. So,
it's okay.
I think... Oh, what's that?
I said that's okay.
Thank you. So, I think maybe the best place to start would be with that Google Local, and then later talk about adding either Facebook ads or Google ads. Now, Facebook's the cheapest way to go. The ad space goes a lot cheaper. And we can make $100 a month on Facebook go a long ways, up to about 200 leads a month. So it gets you some good coverage, and we can really zero those in on exactly the areas you want. We can even key in on, gender, age, income level. So we could not only hit, for example, Roseville, but if you want only people making more than whatever, $500,000 a year, then that's the income range that we would target with your advertising. That makes your ads go a lot farther. So that's definitely an option if those are places that you want or need to reach. Are those...
Yeah, that's a hard decision for me to make. I mean, again, I'm just one guy. I mean, I have a younger associate that does the petrified wood, and he says he's willing to help me from time to time, but he's also 30-something years old, which means he's flaky.
you speak the truth.
Yeah, they have a sense of urgency or time or... It's whatever they're doing at the time is the most important thing. They don't really have to commit responsibly.
Right. I hear you.
So things have changed dramatically in our world.
I know.
I just don't know what to say. I really don't care about Facebook. Are you talking about Facebook Marketplace?
No. These would actually be ads run on Facebook. And one of the things that I do like, I don't go on Facebook for social purposes either. I used to.
Right.
I never did get into the take a picture of your dinner and send it to the world. I never that, but I don't anymore. I am only on there for business. So these would be ads about your services, about your products that would display on people's feeds. And when those ads display, they actually don't count against your monthly ad dollars at all. They're called retargeted ads. The only time that they count against your monthly ad dollars is when they click. And then what we've seen is by the time they click, they're ready to purchase at that point because they've already seen your ad running. So it spreads that money out farther. I mean, I know I can't sell my truck for $100 anymore either, but $100 on Facebook still goes a long ways. So we could really get you, I think, quite a bit of reach. You wouldn't need to deal with the Facebook part at all. We would write the ads. We'll target and run the ads. We'll manage them. All you need to do is pick up the phone. We make it super easy for you, Matt.
Well, that all sounds well and good, and I've had that happen before with my other business, and it was never, you know, quite as, I'm trying to kill a fly, it's never quite as great, they say. You know, I just recently signed up with Angie's List again, and that was just a
disaster. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're suing me for $800 on jobs I didn't even get a phone call from. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Wow, you know, about every other one of my phone calls, I hear a similar story about the same company. They're getting, yep. I think they're escalating. So,
it's worse.
If they're not working, or you know they're not going to work based on past history with them, why not go with something that does work? I mean, you must want more business if you turn back to Angie, right? With what
you
do.
Yeah, and that was when I was a handyman. It sort of made sense for me to get more work. But the next thing I know, I got 27 leads in 2 days. I couldn't even contact all these people. And their rule is, yeah, I mean, there's hardly any handyman anymore, especially young ones. I mean, it's all old guys. And,
right.
You know, while there's work for us, which is great, you know, I couldn't keep up with that. One guy in a truck, you know, I can barely...
Yeah.
I can work the day without, you know, being busted. So I had to give that up, and I didn't even said that there would be, you know, refunds given or whatever, and they never did. So they're in the middle of trying to get money from me, which they'll never get. But,
you bet. Well, Matt, yeah, so let me get you the pricing. You're more than qualified for the listing. You're definitely the kind of company that we like to partner with. You're established. You know what you're doing. You know, no bad reviews. And it does sound like you want some more work. Let's talk about the basic to get you started. Being that you recently had Angie's take advantage of you, save you a little bit of money. Okay. It'll get the local programming done. It'll get you on that first page of Google. If you'd like, we can rebuild your website. It's something that we do for our new partners. We don't do it for the general public. So that wouldn't cost you anything. And then we can revisit Facebook or Google ads later on down the road if that's something that you want to explore later. Fair enough.
Yeah, let's try the 10-mile thing. I mean, let's give it a shot. I have a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, but I certainly understand the need for making my life a little easier when it comes to advertising. These home shows, I'm in the middle of the Placer County Fair, and I'm not happy with my booth selection or my booth location or so right now things are a little bit on the side of
It sounds like it. Well, so I should tell you, too, our pricing is based on a flat monthly rate, and calls and leads are unlimited. So you don't pay anything extra regardless if you have 25 or 125 people call you in a month wanting your tables, and suddenly you have to up your prices because you've got so many clients. So we don't charge by the lead or the call. It's all unlimited. And everything is also month to month. So we don't lock you into some long marriage of a contract. We intend to actually have to do our job to earn your business month in and month out. So with that said, to do the local only, I can actually get you in at $199 a month, which is, let me see. Wow, your established business discount saved off $200 a month. I just had to see what it was. What was that? You broke up a little bit.
I'm a veteran, if that matters.
Oh, well, actually, yes, it does. Let me put in the veteran promo that I know it's going to knock another 50 off. So we could get you in at 149. And then there's, either way, there's a $99 setup fee one time. Goes to cover programming and content creation. And then you'll never pay that again. So then it would just be that 149. And you're locked in there, meaning it doesn't matter what our retail prices do later on. You're still locked in at that price.
Can I get a 10-mile radius from Auburn, California, or does it have to be where I live?
It would have to be wherever you have a physical location. So if you have a shop there, or...
I have my best friend lives there, and I lived in his house for quite some time. He would not mind if I used his address. I don't know if that's
there you go.
Or not. But Colfax, we're kind of... I'm kind of remote up here. If you use my physical address, 10 miles isn't even going to cover, you know, two cities.
Gotcha.
We're pretty far up here. But if we use Auburn, then I would be reaching all of Auburn, you know, north, south,
okay.
east, and west.
Sure.
Down to Newcastle and maybe Loomis. I don't think I'd be in Nevada City or Valley because they're more than 10 miles away.
Gotcha.
But I can use that address. Well, how much mail do you send, or can I get it all sent over email, communications?
So there's really only one item that would come in the mail, and it would have to go to your friend's address. We'd want to send it to Auburn. And that would be it's simply a postcard from Google. And once she receives it, we'll need the little verification code that's on there. We send that back to Google. They verify that the address exists and somebody else isn't using it for business. And then, boom, done. So, that's the only piece of mail.
Yeah, that would probably work. Because, I mean, honestly, 10 miles from here is going to get nobody. So that would be $150 away every month. I understand that there's a cost of doing business. And I understand that everything's expensive now and, you know, thanks to our current leader, are in a jam, and we need to get out of it. So I'm praying that this year we become more conservative and less liberal. And I don't know where you
likewise.
Stand. So we can probably do the 149 the rest of the year as long as we use the Auburn press.
Okay.
So
okay. What do you have? I mean, we've chatted for a bit now. I don't want this to be a waste of time. It'll take us maybe 10 minutes to get you set up. Do you want to go ahead and get you going?
Okay. I don't have to leave my house for another 30 minutes. So
piece of cake.
Look, if I sign up with this and in 3 months I don't like it and I don't want to do the other one, can I just end it?
Yes, you can. You can. We do ask simply a verbal commitment that you'll give it a shot for the first 2 months. The reason is timelining. It'll take us about 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page. If you quit after a month, okay, good. All right. And yes, you are welcome to cancel. Let me just grab a couple screens.
With Angie's list, they were, they were really adamant about this, that and the other thing, and the amount of I was supposed to pay. It was a debacle. And anytime I asked for a refund, they would say that I didn't qualify for their limited guidelines.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. The lady was very persuasive, and she pounded me pretty hard and told me all these things that they were going to do for me and all this the pre-leads they were going to give me. And I fell for it, so it was my mistake. But thankfully, I only paid the $50.
That's good.
So, anyway. All right.
Mac, I know your first name is... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to start gathering info if you're ready to go.
Yeah, let's get it started.
Okay. So, first name officially is Jeff. Is that how it'll appear on your credit card as well?
It's Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-E.
Gotcha. And then I got your last name was McLean. Is it M, lowercase c, capital L, A-I-N-E?
Nope. So it's okay. M, small case c, M, small okay. case c, capital C, L-A-I-N.
Aha. Uh-huh. Got it. Thank you.
In the back and two C's in the middle.
All right, got it. My maiden name is McDaniel, so I'm always conscious of where those caps go and that, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. And then I've got for email address my handymac32@gmail.com.
myhandymac32@gmail.com. Yeah, that's my business email.
Okay, and do you have access to that email now?
We're talking on the phone, but yeah, I can punch
okay.
over to it.
Perfect, perfect. In just a minute, I'll send you a couple of emails. Just make sure they go through. The first two will be just informative. And then, mm-hmm. of course, the number we're on, 916-955-4116, also cell phone.
Yep.
And is that also your business number, Mac?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, let me update that. And then I've got for company name, Handy Mac, and it's spelled H-A-N-D-Y, capital M-A-C, and that's all listed together as one word.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
And then
yeah.
services. So yeah. Handy Mac services. Okay. And is there an Inc. or an LLC or anything behind that, Mac?
Say again?
Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
No, and I'm even contemplating dropping the services and just calling it Handy Max Hardwoods. But at this point, let's leave it that way because I have it on my card. I have it on my website. So
okay.
let's just leave it that way. If anything has to change, we can do it in transition
yep.
or something.
Absolutely. And I want to make a note here, too. There we go. So I'm making a note for our tech. While we chat, I'm going to set you up with one of our onboarding calls with our tech. They'll go through quality control, make sure I took down everything right. You know, go through any questions you have, walk you through everything in more detail. So I'm making notes for them as we go too. Now, what is that address that you want to use for your Google business profile?
Okay, and this thing that I'm going to do with this other person, is that going to happen? Can that happen at another time, or does that have to happen right now?
No, you can talk to him on your own. That's between you guys. I know nothing.
Okay. So the address is 171 Brook, like a babbling brook.
Okay.
Road, Brook Road.
And is that all? Auburn, got it, 95603.
Yep.
Beautiful, it popped it right up for me. All right. So, I'm going to start blowing up your phone, Mac. I hope you're ready. So, first two things, I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is about our dashboard and analytics, which I hadn't explained yet. You'll have a login. You'll be able to log in and see keywords we've got you listed for. You can upload photos if you'd like. You can see how many clicks and calls you're getting. All kinds of things you can do in there. So that first one is just more info about that.
That's fine.
The second one, I've got a pretty dish. Oh, awesome. And then the second one is the exact price and package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. And then I'm going to send you some texts, three of them to be exact. There we go. So the first one is my direct contact info. I am the lead on your account. Oh, just gave me my computer oopsed, or our system oopsed. There we go. Okay. And yeah, right? So I was saying, my direct contact info, I'll be the lead on your account. If you ever have problems, questions, can't reach who you need to, let me know. I will go to bat for you. like a dog on a bone. And then the next one I'm sending you is our customer service line. I want you to have them as well. And the third one for your whatever late night viewing pleasure, I guess, is a short YouTube video on the dashboard and analytics. So yeah. Those are off to you. All right. And then let me get over here. I need to fill in a couple more. I'm going to do some copy paste that kind of saves us from a little bit. And then I don't need your digits yet, but on your card, is there a middle initial or anything that would appear? Or is it just Jeffrey McLean?
My card is at my motorcycle. Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Take my phone with me and have a short walk.
Okay.
No big deal.
Perfect. While you walk, I'm going to fill in some more things here. All right. So, and services, we're going to say memorial benches, memorial tables.
But how about memorial? How about memorial benches and live edge tables?
Gotcha. Live edge. Got it. Perfect. And then, do you want me to list? You want me
featuring petrified wood. Featuring, how about that? So, memorial benches, live edge tables, and how do I describe petrified wood? It's pretty crazy, pretty.
We can just say petrified wood sales, maybe.
Petrified wood, there's a word I'm missing here, petrified wood. I just say petrified wood pieces, I guess, pieces.
Ah, there we go. Got it. Perfect.
That works out. And then my credit card. It is Jeffrey R. Is it wrong?
Jeffrey R. Got it. Thank you. All right. And then did you want us to rebuild a website for you, or are you happy with the one you have?
Well, I mean, my daughter-in-law helped me put it together. It's sort of just a cut-and-paste type of one. And she's doing a great job with it as far as keeping up to date with my requests and putting things on and off of it. What do you mean by rebuild it into a different, whole different format? Or just
updating
it there?
Yeah, so what we can do, we can use your existing domain name, and we can completely rebuild it, make it, you know, from the get-go Google compliant and optimized. We can also, you know, if you want to take some of the weight off of her as just as a free service, we'll also do updates for you as you go. We can upload more photos, take photos down, things like that. So, but it's entirely up to you. We can, yeah, absolutely. So if we rebuild it, she can go in too and make changes. You want to do that? Give it a little.
Yeah, I don't want to make her think that I don't appreciate what she's done.
Okay.
Because she's helped me.
So rebuild or no?
Yeah. We're going to do this. Let's just go for it.
Okay.
And you said that's free, right?
See, it is, yes. Actually, we do that as a gift for our new partners. We don't do it for the general public. So, yeah, absolutely. Let me see. Oops.
You know, we're going to make it happen. We might as well make it look good, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the optimization, you know, that's that, and, well, and the Google compliance, too, because they're always changing things.
Yes.
All right. Make a note here for our tech. Okay. I'm skimming through, making sure I don't have any typos. I hate them with a passion. I used to proofread and edit at one point, and I will read the newspaper with a red pen in hand. It's kind of sad, but my stuff is usually right. So, okay, Matt. Next thing I have to have you do is look at or think about your schedule. So I want to set you up with that onboarding call at your earliest convenience. Once we take your money, we like to get right to work, and that's the very first or the very next step. So we block out an hour.
So, yeah, the home show is all this weekend. I won't be back up in my till Monday midday. So let's make it Monday mid to late afternoon.
Should we say, how does 3 o'clock work?
Yeah, 3 o'clock will be fine.
Beautiful. All right. Let me set that calendar appointment up, and we'll hold that spot with our tech department. They're fussy that way. God, just giving grief. They're wonderful people. By the way, we don't outsource anything. It is all done right here in-house.
And what's the name of the business?
We're Local Splash. We're based out of Costa Mesa.
Yeah, that's the first guy I talked to, was someone from Local Splash.
So yep, hopefully. And that's, yeah, and I'm still Local Splash as well. I work remotely though. I'm one of the lucky ones. I live in Colorado, so I actually work from home. Just so you know, I don't like keeping things from people when you ask. All right, that is looking good. We pop over this way. Gosh, we're coming up on the end of June already. How did that happen?
Don't even remind me.
Man, I'm still looking for April, to be honest with you.
It's crazy. This year is almost April.
I know. All right.
Putting up the Christmas day now. It boggles my mind.
All right. One more email coming your way, Matt. And this will be a calendar invite. When that one comes through, if you would please open it up. There'll be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would please hit the yes, I would appreciate it. That'll hold your spot with them. Even if you don't use Google Calendars, it's okay. We'll still get that reply.
I do use Google Calendar. I have Chrome and Google, and I have all the Googling stuff, so I'm kind of Googled in.
It makes it so easy. It really makes it so easy. All right, and then two optional. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
There you go.
Perfect. Oh, Thank you so much.
So Google Calendar is actually slightly different than the one I use. I don't know what I use. I use the one that just came on my phone, I guess. But I can always switch over. Well, I'm going to put them on my regular, my right now anyway. So,
gotcha.
So it's Monday.
Okay. Yep, Monday at 3 o'clock.
There it is. It's already on. So, yeah, I do.
Wonderful. Awesome. All right. And then I've got an option for you. It's already included in the price, but not everybody wants it, so we leave it as an option. So this is our call tracking. So we would put a tool on your website. It's in the background. So that how many clicks and calls you're getting and where searches are performed, you'd be able to see all of that data. Up to you.
And what's the cost?
Zero. It's already included in all of our packages. It's just whether you want to take advantage or not.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. I don't know how to, but doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, your daughter-in-law will know how to use it, and I'm sending you a link by text, just information about it, so you've got more to go on, and then I'll tell them that you do want that. And then another optional, again, personal preference, it's already included in all of our packages. It's an app we rolled out a few weeks ago. It's called our Splash app. So it's an app that you download from the Play Store onto your existing cell phone. And you can send and receive calls through that app without giving up what your cell phone number is. So, in other words, that app would have its own local phone number attached to it. Entirely up to you.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Okay.
So, I have to tell you now?
You know what? If you're slightly interested, I'm just going to click off yes.
Just put it in.
You might as well explore it. If you don't like it or you hate it, don't use it. But at least you've got that option.
And always download it up, side load it. Okay, good.
And then, so we got Auburn, Grass Valley, Roseville. It's asking your areas that you want to target.
But that's only if it's within 10 miles. You just said, I'm signing up for the 10-mile deal, right?
Right. I'm still going to list these cities on here. That way they've got a record of them if you want to add on later.
Yeah, it's just outside the 10-mile limit. 10 miles doesn't seem like very far, but whatever. We'll see what happens if Seth Auburn get all of me, then I'll know something's working. Cool.
You bet.
And then my,
all right.
I have a website. I have, the contact us place. Just guys will redo that. Yeah. And then I have a gallery of pictures.
Wonderful.
On my current website, I'm going to take off the trailer hauling service. So, is that something I should my daughter-in-law do first before the tech?
No. Nope. Nope. Don't worry about it.
Just eliminate the trailer hauling.
Absolutely. Yep. You can just convey that to them. No need to bother her with that.
Yeah. And there's pictures of trailer hauling on the gallery, so I would want to get those taken off as well.
Ah, okay. Absolutely. Yep. That's something that we can do. Don't even need to.
When I talk to this guy on Monday, that's when we're going to start talking about these things. I think I'll just have her remove it this weekend. That way it's not even on there. Because it's in a few weird places. Right? So I think I'll have her do that this weekend. That'll work out okay. She's home today.
Fair enough.
All right.
And then, now, do you prefer contacts by phone, text, or email? Or are all of the above okay?
I respond to text and email more than the phone calls.
I hear you.
Although I'll see your number as local SEO, so at least I know who it is or what it is.
Okay. So we're going to say phone. You said phone and or text and email, excuse me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. That was what you said, right? I mean, I can fix it. It's not too late.
Nope. Email and text is perfect.
All right. Oops. There we go. I don't like oopses. Plunk some more notes in here for these folks. I actually have to do duplicates to get to everybody that needs to know you're coming on board. And fix that. Oh, come on. Work with me, machine. Okay, that all looks good. All right, so we're to the billing page. So I've got Jeffrey R. and then McLean, M-C, capital C-L-A-I-N. Is the company name on this card also Mac?
Just Handy Mac.
Just Handy Mac. Got it. And then phone number attached to the card, I would assume, is also your cell phone that we're on?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll need, so this is, it's a separate part of the system. So I've already got your business info. I've got it listed as Auburn, so the Google business profile. This is strictly dealing with where you receive mail for this particular credit card. So street address on that one, please.
That one would be, let's see, do you need a zip code or the whole address?
If you've got the whole address.
Yeah, I have a
generally,
box that I use, and the card is good. So, since I've already given you a physical, let's use a PO. So it's PO Box 1893.
1893, okay.
Colfax, California.
Gotcha. And then, what's that?
95713.
Perfect. And MasterCard, Visa, Discover, Amex?
Yeah, it's a It's a MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are, Matt. I'll read back each four as you give them. Make sure I got them right.
Great. And this is for the initial $100. And then when does the first $149 get charged? Right away?
So
or after?
Yep. So this will be for the $149 for your first month and then the plus the $99 setup fee. Yep.
Okay. All right. So it's 5581.
Okay. 5581.
3573.
And what's the expiration date, please?
2/25.
Seems like a long ways away, but probably not. And then what's that security code, Matt?
This one is 441.
441. Extra digit. There we go. Update that, and then I'll send this through. All right. That all looks good. All right, so I'm going to send that charge through. It'll take it a minute to think, and then it's going to kick off another email to you. And I'll do the voice verification with you while we wait. Sometimes it takes a minute to get there. So what's coming through by email, and actually it just went, it'll either say welcome to Local Splash or Local Splash initial invoice, one of those two. And then just let me know when you get that. It's actually a pretty much a duplicate of the voice verification that I'll run through with you. Excuse me. The voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So there are a couple of places where I'll ask you basically a question or to state, you know, company name and then pause for you to say that. If you don't understand anything or if it's not clear, feel free to stop me. I'll actually be reading it live to you. So feel free to stop me and ask me to clarify. Okay.
Fine.
All right. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Andy Mac Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey R. McLean, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, the one and only.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Okay. You probably want to know what that means, too. So what it means...
No,
You did? Okay. Yeah, just let us know so we can make sure it all ties. Yep,
yeah, like
you got
I said,
it.
I had a forward. This is the only thing I'm going to have. I don't need or want anything else.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, June 24th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $149, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 24th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after August 24th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And then did that email make it to you, Mac?
Yes.
Awesome. If you could open that up, there should be an accept button. They make us do this that way, invoice. And then... whichever one has an accept button up, I believe it's toward the top of the email.
Got it.
Perfect. And then it should ask you to type your name as it appears.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we did everything right, it'll take you to a login screen, which you won't be able to access just yet.
Above checkbox.
By the way, what branch of the military did you serve in?
United States Coast Guard.
Ah, awesome. I've got an old, well, he's old. I guess we've been friends for quite a while, too. Navy buddy, I was going to say. I was Army Reserves. My dad was Army. He was actually a door gunner in Vietnam. I definitely can appreciate your service. I didn't see any action. I actually got out just before what do they call it? The first Kuwait desert storm. I was actually waiting. I thought I might get recalled. It was so close, but apparently they didn't need more bodies, so got to stay home with the guilt of not being there with my unit, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I lived.
Yep.
Did that get you to that login screen, Mac?
I punched all the buttons and it should be there.
Perfect, and it updated on my end. Great, Mac, you are all set. Congratulations, and welcome aboard. I'm truly glad to have you.
Yeah, cool. Gail, thank you for your time. I'll be expecting that call on 3:00 on Monday.
Perfect. I appreciate that. And if professional courtesy, if you can't make it, just let them know. They can definitely reschedule. Awesome. You have a good weekend, and I hope you have a good show.
Yeah, well, so far in the position that I'm in, it's not a good one. I don't like my booth setup. I just got an email from the director, so we'll see what they have to say.
Well, I will pray for you to have a good sale and a good weekend. Stay safe. All right. Thanks, Mac. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.